There's growing unrest within the Prime Minister's backbench over the government's plan to change tax breaks given to property investors. The PM has repeatedly slammed Labor's proposed negative gearing changes, predicting they would smash the housing market. The ABC understands a group of Liberal backbenchers is preparing to increase public pressure on Mr Turnbull to rule out negative gearing changes. They'll do that, according to those MPs, next week.
But I can only say from my point of view that messing around with negative gearing is not only electoral poison, it would be very poisonous for our economy as well. So I don't think we should have a bar of it, quite frankly.
Australian survivors of sexual abuse and their families have departed for Italy to see Cardinal George Pell in person as he gives evidence to the Royal Commission. Cardinal Pell will appear via a video link on Monday from a hotel in Rome. The Cardinal's private secretary has asked his colleagues in Rome to attend the hearing to support George Pell. A new report has found the BBC guilty of failing to properly deal with sexual predators like Jimmy Savile and allowing them to hide their abuse. The report's author, Dame Janet Smith, uncovered 72 BBC victims of Savile, including 34 under the age of 16. The BBC Director General Tony Hall says he accepts the report's findings in full. And police in Canberra are this morning investigating the suspicious death of a 29-year-old woman whose body was found in an apartment on the Kingston foreshore last night. A 31-year-old man is assisting police with their inquiries.